Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, how'd you say your name and your title?
I'm Jennifer Curry. I'm Director of Programming at The Wharf.
And we're talking because you are bringing back Sunset Cinema to The Wharf. It kicks off tomorrow, Thursday, for some fun outdoor movies. Describe why this is so needed now after a year of a pandemic. I mean, I guess we had some drive-in movie theaters pop up as some oasis, you know, during the thick of it. But now that things that we're starting to come out of it with the vaccines, to explain why people should head down to the Wharf for some outdoor movies.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's a lot of fun to be out on the waterfront to watch the movies. New for the summer, we actually turned the screen. So whether you're landside, sitting in a seat, or if you're in your boat, you can actually see the screen. So that's kind of a fun twist to it all. And I also just think it's a really nice time because you can grab some food from any of the Wharf restaurants, grab a beer or a drink from Cantina Bambina, kick back on the pier and watch the movie.
Awesome. Now remind us where exactly it takes place. You know, if we're familiar with the Wharf, give us some landmarks that are near it of where exactly you'll set up shop.
Sure. So easy landmarks is Transit Pier is the pier that is directly across from the Anthem. It's where the water taxis come in and out, and Cantina Bambina sits at the beginning of it. So the movies are down below. So you literally are surrounded by water on three sides.
And what are they project? Is it projector or a LED?
No, it's a 20-foot plus LED screen. So really great crystal clear picture. And the nice thing about it too is we don't have to wait until it's completely dark out to start. So we can actually open the doors a little earlier than some of the other type of projection screen screenings.
Gotcha. And now I know, so the series is free, obviously, you know, you're just there on the Wharf, you can watch it, but you do need to pre-register. So it's not something where you can just walk up. Remind our listeners the details with that, because I know there's some, you know, it's like a rolling basis. There's some limits on how many people can at a time. Give me the deets on that.
Sure. So what you do is you go to wharfdc.com/movies. That will take you straight through to an Eventbrite. And so it's a free ticket. And we are doing that because, you know, there's only, with three sides of water, there's only so much seating available. So we want to make sure that anybody that wants to come gets a seat. And we have already opened up the first four movies, and they filled up right away. But we'll be releasing more seats each week. And then you can see when the screenings get opened up right there on the Eventbrite. It'll show you, okay, this one is available to register for on this date. And we're opening them up about 3 weeks out from each screening. Just want to make sure folks don't hop in and think, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to the mall. And then, you know, come August, plans have changed and, you know, we've got seats that people could have used.
Cool. What's that website again to register?
wharfdc.com/movies.
Cool. And then is it true you guys, you also hand out chairs?
Yes. So seating is provided. We've got Adirondack style chairs. It's pretty comfortable. You just kind of kick back. They've got those nice wide arms. So if you've got a drink or food, pretty comfortable. And that way you're also, no matter how you get to the Wharf, you're not trying to lug in a chair.
Cool. And you can also, it's also, you can bring your kids and your pets, right?
For sure. Yep. Absolutely. You can bring your kids. You can bring the dogs. We've had a cat come once, but for the kids, three and under can just come in and sit on their parents' lap. Anybody older than that, we do just ask that you get one of the free tickets. And we have it set that you can get those in batches of up to six tickets of a time. But if you had more people, you can just log in and get another batch of tickets. It's not a cap per se. It's just a number per order.
Exactly. But have a chat with Fido before you head down. No barking at the screen. Be respectful of your neighbors.
Depends on the movie. But yes,
yeah, exactly.
We appreciate well-behaved pets.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. And then, before we get to some of the movies, one last bit of housekeeping in terms of, food and drinks, explain what you'll be serving there and then the policy on maybe bringing from some other places on the Wharf.
Sure. Sure. So, Cantina Bambina is right there and they have their concession window open during all the movies. You can get snacks, popcorn, beer, wine, cocktails, soda, water, you know, your something for everybody. And we do ask that all beverages come from Cantina Bambina.
All right. Well, then without any further ado, let's get into the fun part. Some of the movies. Now, obviously, we don't have time to go through all of them. I'll throw the full list on WTOP.com, but I'll throw out some highlights here. So I know it kicks off with one of the funniest movies of the 90s, Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore. Why did we go with this one?
So we went Happy Gilmore because this week is the U.S. Open for golf. It's also Father's Day, so we figured, you know, dads and golf go together. And our friends at East Potomac Park, right across the channel, are giving us some passes for free golfing to give away. So kind of a little extra bonus. If you need some last-minute ideas for dad, swing on down to the movies.
And guaranteed you're going to see some people doing the Shooter McGavin finger guns on the way out. Awesome. Just jumping around a little bit. It's Pride Month, so Bohemian Rhapsody, a good pick.
Yeah. That's going to be a really great one. Freddie Mercury, as you know, really groundbreaking, not only musically, but emerging as an open performer. So we're excited about that one.
And then something patriotic for 4th of July, heading into 4th of July weekend on July 1st, Apollo 13.
Yeah. So last year was actually the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 13 mission. And of course, we were in a different situation last year, not getting a whole lot of chances to celebrate things. So we're looking forward to this one.
Great. And obviously, we don't have time for all of them. So let me start skipping around a little bit. For All-Star Week for baseball, you got 42, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. So this one, sadly, this one's a tribute to two really amazing men, both Chadwick Boseman and Jackie Robinson. It's All-Star Week, as you said, and we just think it's a great movie. It tells a really good story, and it also really celebrates the game.
And you mentioned earlier about the ability to bring your dog. So there's one here that the pets have to come to, Best in Show.
Yes. So everybody these days is all about Schitt's Creek. But as we pointed out, before there was Schitt's Creek, there was Best in Show. And I'm presuming you've seen it, but it's absolutely hysterical. Anything Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara do is just awesome. That's going to be a fun one. And we'll have some extra treats and stuff for the dogs.
Oh, for sure. Maybe time for one more. A little back to school theme, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes. So DC goes back to school that following Monday, and it's back in person. And so we figured let's pay tribute with the ultimate skipping school movie. So awesome. Ferris Bueller.
Well, there's a bunch of other great ones that everyone loves, you know, the Goonies and Girls Trip and Ratatouille, Ford Ferrari. There's a bunch. Office Space. There's so many. We'll put the full list online. And but sounds like a great lineup. Anything else you want to say before we run?
Yeah. So would love to see you guys down at the Wharf. You can grab some food, grab some drinks, kick back, watch the movie on the big screen, and just make a fun evening of it.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's called Sunset Cinema Returns to the Wharf at Transit Pier, starting Thursday with Happy Gilmore. you can't wait to see him beat up Bob Barker and the clown at the putt-putt. So thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.